absolutely. Well, you know, it's okay to toot your own horn. Like my dad said, you know, you just cream rises to the top. You just gotta, you know, persevere, keep your nose clean. And he told me, he says, you show up every day on time, they will give you a raise. And you know that works. And you know, apply yourself, be the first on, first to show up, last to leave. So that was kind of my whole life. It was at church or at school or at work or at meetings. You know, first to come, first to leave, or last to leave. And it's I don't know. I think we lost it. I've got a grandson that's that way. He applies himself. He became a welder. He's like 19, 20 years old, took welding in high school. And, you know, that kind of saved his high school career, and he excelled at it. So he wants to be a pipeline welder. And, you know, that's a six-figure-plus job. And he applies himself, and he's always doing some work. He has to be moved, doing something with his hands. And it's been good for him. So, and I had no problem with the trades, you know. I got the, you know, along the way, like an IT guy, he gets this certification, that certification, all these little certifications. Well, I did the same thing, you know, with plumbing. I ended up being a backflow preventer tester, which is a critical thing in commercial work. And then I was a medical gas brazer and designer. For in hospitals, you know, the oxygen and the vacuum gases and all these, you know, compressed air and tool air and breathing air. And that was a lot of fun, too. And but then that's when I understood why the contractor wanted me to work in the office, because I could design and direct the guys. He could get them certified as brazers